This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The calendar was on the president's mind today as he took to the Rose Garden to make some remarks on Afghanistan. In a nutshell, it goes like this. Combat operations over by the end of this year. 9,800 Americans still on the ground come New Year's. Half that many by the end of 2015. And just, and I'm quoting here, a normal embassy presence by the end of 2016. Janine Davidson is a senior fellow in defense policy studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Is this decision today, the president basically saying, we're going to pack it up and go home and take all our money out and you guys are going to have to do it yourselves?
Well, I wouldn't phrase it that way. You know, these sorts of interventions, as the president actually said, this is how wars end in the 21st century. We, as the intervening country, do not necessarily completely finish the job for the next decades upon decades. The mission for the intervening force is to get the host nation to a point where they can take over the security themselves. And as the president said, Afghanistan will never be perfect. There will always be violence there. So the whole mission is about enabling them to be able to do it themselves.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, we originally went into Afghanistan in order to rout Al-Qaeda. So right. there's going to be a continuing mission in order to do that. But in addition, in order to for us to be able to leave, Afghanistan has got to be able to take up the trajectory that we've set. In order to do that, we may be able to take the troops out, but they'll continue to need some economic assistance.
How are we going to know? What are you going to look for as a person who analyzes this stuff in 18 months to know whether the environment is safe for economic assistance, whether things are deteriorating? What are you going to be looking at?
I think the most important thing right now is the health and the competency of the Afghan security forces. I'm actually fairly optimistic based on what the commanders on the ground have said. They've made amazing strides in the last 4 years. The fact that they take on 95%+ of the tactical operations without U.S. assistance is huge. The issue going forward is their institutional capacity to maintain the forces. You know, mundane things like payroll and training.
And other things like logistics and supply, which the Americans typically do in great numbers, right? They bring in helicopters, they fly stuff all around the country. Afghans can't do that anymore, can they?
There are missions to train them as well to do those sorts of things. And I think that is the focus, that should be the focus of the next year going forward.
If this works out for the president, as he sees it happening, by the end of 2016, we will be out mostly of Iraq, we will be out mostly of Afghanistan, and yet nobody's talking peace dividend, nobody's talking, oh, this will free up some room in the Pentagon budget.
You know, what people don't understand is that the Pentagon budget, which is something like $500 billion, is the base budget. That's what we use to organize, train, and equip and be ready. That is not the money we use to fight. When we have to go to war, we have to ask for more money. We won't have to be funding that going forward. But I think a lot of people don't understand that those are very separate things.
Yeah, and we won't have to be borrowing it fundamentally, right? I mean,
well, you never know what the future holds. Nobody thought we were going to be in a war in Afghanistan in the year 2000. Nobody thought we were going to be in Iraq, and certainly not for 12 to 13 years. So we never know what tomorrow's going to hold. And that's why the military has to be organized, trained, and ready, but not necessarily deployed.
Janine Davidson is a senior fellow for defense policy at the Council on Foreign Relations. Janine, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.